foot.
That's too good.
And when you do it real hard, you call it like what a horse does. If a boy saw a girl at church or something and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, "May I?"
Escort you home.
Yeah, something like that. And now if your car was stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you might get a rope and tie it on the front and
let you push.
And if you have something real heavy, like a big heavy sack of groceries, instead of saying that you picked it up and carried it, you might say you picked it up and, would you ever say toted it? Have you heard that?
Yeah.
You said it?
Yeah.
And now if there was a little kid in the kitchen and you didn't want him to get burned on a hot stove, you might say, "Now don't
touch it."
And if you needed a hammer or something, you might tell the little kid, "Now go." If you wanted it to go after the hammer for you, you'd say, "Go
get my hammer."
And when they're playing hide and seek, when children are playing hide and seek, they have to come back to the place where they say they're home free. You call that? Yeah. And you might, if you were fishing sometime, you might say, "Well, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't." And you might tell somebody, "Now let's meet in town, but now if I get there first, I'll
wait for you."
And if you're just about to punish a little child, they might say to you, "Oh, please give me another." If you were about to punish a little child, you know you're going to give it a whipping, you might say, "Oh, please give me another
chance."
And if a man was in a good mood, instead of saying he's in a good mood, you might say he's in a good
spirit.
What about humor? Would you ever say good
humor?
Yeah, you might say that sometimes.
Yeah, I've had even good humor.
And if you had a man that you hired that just kind of loafed around all the time, you might say, "Boy, I tell you, I can't use him anymore. I'm just going to have to..."
I had a picture. Turn that off.
Okay.
I had a picture of a man and the doctor. Down there. He had his light and looking at that man's end.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, I don't care what your boy says, I can't find no lead in your head."
Oh no! Oh no! Oh! Oh, brother!
I don't care what your doctor says.
That's pretty good. How do you think of all these things? How do you remember all these things? Oh, boy. Well, wait a minute. Let me turn it back on.
I didn't want that. No,
let me turn it back. Okay. Now, if you wanted to, well, if you had mice or something anyway that you didn't want around, you'd say that you had to.
Had what?
Mice or something bothering you. Yeah. You'd say that you had to.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. And if somebody stole something of yours, like your pencil or something, instead of saying, "Who stole it?" Like if you were in school or something especially, you might say, "Well, who?"
Right.
Would you ever say swiped it? Have you heard that? Mm-hmm. Swiped.
Yeah, who swiped it? That one, not say stole it.
Yeah.
Somebody swiped
it. Yeah, you might say it like that. And